I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's time to catch up with Mario Armstrong, who's living La Vida Techie. He's been in Washington, D.C. all week for the National Association of Minority Media Executives. They just wrapped their annual conference, and Mario was a guest presenter. He's with us now to give us some highlights. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Farai, how are you?
I'm doing great. So the website says this organization, which has about 400 members, gathers to share ideas about how to strengthen minority leadership in media. There were lots of panels and speakers. As a tech guy, what were you doing there?
It is one of those interesting questions, like, why is the techie there? So this is their 14th annual conference. They've been around as an organization for about 18 years. And so now is the time to really start talking about how you can leverage technology. And so I did a presentation to these media executives talking about everything from not only how you can start to generate and distribute content on more new media platforms, things like cell phones, things like your video game consoles. I mean, more and more people are acquiring content, news, and information on more and more devices than ever before. So my job is to try to educate them and make them aware of how they can make sure that their content is also being made acceptable on these types of devices, and also share with them tools and tips of how, as an executive, what you do on a daily basis, technology that can make your job or make your life easier so that you can be more productive and get more things done.
Well, Mario, you know, what challenges are media executives of color really facing these days? I know that in general, a lot of media executives are saying, oh my gosh, we've got to swim in this big pond of technology and we are just not prepped for this.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. It's just too much. And how do you know what decisions to make? Which technology is the right technology for you? So the challenges are these choices. Which do we make our website? Maybe it's a print publication or maybe it's a TV station. Do we make our website also just readable on a cell phone? And if we do, how does that impact the cost? And what's the payoff? Or should we just be emailing out headlines or sending out just text messages to people about news that may be of interest to them? So it's all these questions and all these challenges, and no one has all the answers right now. So the issue that I've been really posing to folks, or the challenge I've been saying, is let data drive your next set of choices for technology. Understand your audience, understand your medium, and what people want to access. How do they want to interact with your information? We have to move away from this one-way dialogue and really get into more of like what you're doing with the blog on NPR's News and Notes and other things, of getting to this two-way dialogue of having a discussion with your viewers, with your readers, and with your listeners.
Sometimes folks call that citizen journalism, and certainly yeah. Community has become a real hallmark of new media today. But how do you build community if you might not even have enough resources to really build the basic infrastructure to communicate online?
Yeah, this is a great point. I mean, this is where you start having to really get creative. I mean, CNN is launching this weekend, I believe. It's called News to Me. So they're launching a whole show, Farai, just from user video submitted via cell phones, submitted via camcorders, and they're turning it in. They're going to have an editorial process where they critique it, and then they're going to air it. CNN's doing this. So if CNN sees value in taking content from individuals, certainly on a local basis, which I think is our advantage, especially for minority ownership and readership and telecommunications media ownership, the hyper-local is what I'm pushing. Go hyper-local. And by that, I mean engage your civic community leaders, engage people in the community to contribute content to your publication, to your outlet, and use technology in between. Look, the barrier to entry is so low now, Farai. You're a high-tech media exec. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So what I'm trying to do is wake people up a little bit and let them know they can get in this game and be just as competitive as everyone else if they use the right technology.
Mario, we've only got a couple minutes left. We want to actually play part of your chat with NPR's Tony Cox. You were talking about the iPhone.
I have been in line since 3 p.m. yesterday, so almost 24 hours already, and the phone actually doesn't become available until 6 p.m. this evening. So I am numero uno in Baltimore. I'm the first in line. I'm happy to have my slot, and so I'm just waiting for 6 o'clock to show up so I can be the first in the store.
So, Mario, has it lived up to your expectations?
Oh, I wish I could say it has. Okay, on one hand, the good. It looks beautiful. It's the best iPod, video iPod ever. The display is incredible. Visual voicemail, you folks will love this. Being able to see your voicemail without having to listen to 15 messages just to get to the most important message is great. But on the bad side, Farai, the keyboard takes some getting used to. If you're used to a BlackBerry or Trio, you're not going to really like this. The internet browsing is like having a Porsche on a one-way street in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. You want more, but can't. You just can't get it. So I think that my bottom line is it looks great. It's a paradigm shift for the industry. It's going to change our expectations, and it's going to change new handsets for the future, which is good. But I think if you're a business person and you're used to a BlackBerry or Trio, stay with that. If you're used to a little clamshell device and all you do is talk and do text messaging, you'll love the iPhone.
Oh, boy. Well, Mario, we're going to have to wrap it up there. I guess I'll get version 3 or 4.
Yeah, just
usually
hold on.
I'm an early adopter, but
right,
maybe not
now. No, not on this one. You were smart and wise. Just wait for second or third generation.
All right. Mario Armstrong is News and Notes tech contributor. He also covers technology for member stations WYPR and WEAA in Baltimore. This time, Mario spoke with us from NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters.